T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Buzz? This is Sam and Sam.
This will be a fun one. Mm. Couples therapy today, where we decide who is right. And you guys got to decide who is right.
Okay.
After something happened in Scott's life, he is now craving sympathy from his wife, who is not willing to give it to him. You decide, 222-2899, should Scott stop being a baby about this one thing, or is this the one time his wife should allow him to complain and give him the sympathy he's looking for?
I got a freaking root canal the other day, and it hurt. And before I could say anything, my wife said, "Don't complain." Oh. Anybody ever had a root canal? Have you ever had one?
No. And oh my gosh, that's a sign of age, isn't it?
No,
I don't think old people get root canal. You always hear, like, you know, your parents get root canal.
If you've had a root canal, call 222-BUZZ. And
what is it? It hurts. Sounds awful.
It is. My dentist is wonderful. They did a great job. And he's like, "I'm not going to lie, this is going to hurt afterwards." It didn't hurt during. It was weird. It was an hour and a half of grinding away and blood and suction and that thing.
Oh, I hate an hour and a half?
Yeah. It's not a quick thing.
I might be on your side with this. Okay, yeah. So you're craving the sympathy when you get home.
He says, give about 4 days of real, it's going to be angry at you. I'm like, yeah, okay.
4 days?
Well, I got home.
To recover.
Yeah, I got home, and I'm like, Jill's like, "Did you have a stroke?" I'm like, "No, I'm working with dentist." My face was like this.
She's got 911 ready to go.
I know. She's, "Oh, my God, your face is drooping." I'm like, "I got no pain." She's like, "How'd it go?" I'm like, "Okay, I guess." Then she says to me, "When it wears off, Tylenol and Advil, and please don't complain." I'm like,
"You do? Okay, let me see. Who's right?" Now this is where you guys got to come in. 222-2899. Scott's looking for sympathy. He wants to be babied. And his wife is like, "Uh-uh, ain't got time for that." You often do complain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You over-dramatize the little pains that maybe the big pains. Now it's like crying wolf. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, gosh. You've exhausted all the little slivers of your life being so dramatic about it. That now when you actually deserve a little bit of sympathy, your wife's probably spent. She's probably exhausted. She's numb to it.
Yeah, but you don't go on what happened last time. You go on individual circumstances.
Yeah,
she's got to understand it hurt.
You complain a lot.
222-BUZZ, calls coming in.
And I only get you a few hours of the day. I can't imagine your wife living with you.
Oh, no, I have no friends, and you're the only person I talk to. So I always vent on you.
Yeah, but the noises you make when you're in pain. Oh my gosh, I wish you guys. I gotta just record tape. When he is like a little boo boo, every little move he makes, it's like, it's like, okay, all right. I'm just gonna ignore him, pretend I don't hear it.
We'll take this call and we'll come right back on the Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. Okay, it's 98.9 to Buzz. Spisano and Sandy.
He wants sympathy. He wants to be able to complain. And his wife is like, no, don't even complain.
Yeah, she preempted it even before I could.
No, that's hysterical.
I come home from the dentist. I didn't realize I was going to get one, but actually it was funny because COVID is preventing a lot of people from doing a lot of things on schedule. And then one of them was my tooth. So went a little bit too long, finally got into the dentist's office and they're like, you need a root canal or an extraction. I'm like, oh no.
So, right then and there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You didn't have any mental preparation warning or anything?
No.
Wow. Well, that's almost better, I guess, because root canals are terrible.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hear.
You walk in, the doctor, well, we're going to have to amputate. I'm like,
So I come
home, I call my wife. I'm like, I'm texting her in the chair while they're doing the x-ray, you know, after they're doing their little powwow session. I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm going to get a root canal.
She's like, I'm not having it. Don't complain. Please don't complain.
Yeah, I come home. She's like, don't. I don't want to hear it.
All right. So who is right? Scott's craving that sympathy and his wife is not giving it to him or didn't give it to him.
Took it away before I could even give it to her.
Well, you know what it is? This will teach you a lesson. You're so overdramatic about any little ache or pain that you have.
No,
that
I'm
she's
not.
Tired of it.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
You are.
No,
I live with you for 4 hours a morning and it's awful. I can't imagine being your wife.
Oh.
So I.
You think she's right.
She's got too much on her plate. She's working, hustling at work. She's got the baby. She doesn't need you whining.
Yeah. And you know, sympathy is part of a loving relationship, too. You know,
that is true.
Every month I get her that hot pack and her Tylenol and I bring her whatever she needs and I get her all comfy on the couch and I give her all this sympathy and she preempts it and says, I don't want to hear about it.
Okay, wait a minute. That is very valid because you do baby people a lot. You do really give them a lot of attention. I mean, you almost go overboard with the attention. All right, what do you guys think? 222-2899. Should his wife give him the sympathy he's looking for, or should he just be a big boy and stop complaining about
There's
the pain?
A root canal. A root canal. Ow. For all weekend. It happened Friday, Saturday. And then by the time Sunday came around, I was getting there. But, I mean, then the Bills game and beer. So that kind of took care of the pain.
Numbed the pain.
Yeah, a little bit. Hi, The Buzz.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm going to get this out here. Hello.
Yeah, won't get any sympathy from me for the root canal. I've had one.
Uh-huh.
You don't have the pain from the root canal because when they do the root canal, they cut the nerve. You have the pain before the root canal, and that's the reason why you get the root canal. If you had pain, sorry to hear that, but that's about all the sympathy you'll get from me.
Yeah, but thank you. So,
I've got another one scheduled next year, and I can't wait for it. Get rid of the pain. Ooh, someone who looks forward to root canals.
He's a real man, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Did he say he's looking forward to a root canal? What the? Okay. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.